Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, everybody? Tuesday morning. Brian Mitchell and JP Finley, B. Mitch and Finley, live. Washington football team practice.
Smell the grass, JP.
Smell the grass, hear the pads colliding.
Yes, real pads.
It's a good day to be out here.
A training camp just started. More T-shirt and panties.
That's right. I mean, did you watch one-on-ones there earlier?
I was checking it out.
Yeah, I mean, when you get to see Chase Young get way down in that stance and fire off, Montez Sweat and Charles Leno having some real good battles there.
Charles Leno calves look like thighs. Sadiq Charles, I mean.
Yeah, yo, Sadiq Charles had...
His calves look like thighs,
a really good rep, like... On the outside, too, at left tackle.
Yeah.
So, B. Mitch and Finley live on location out in Ashburn at Washington football team training camp. If you hear cheering and loud football noises, it's because we're, what do you figure, be 25 yards away from the action?
We're a little longer than that, JP.
Maybe 40?
At least.
I don't know.
From there, they're like down on like the 10-yard line or so. And
we're sitting, opposite 30.
We're on the opposite 30, so we would say that.
I mean, they're doing red zone, so they're at the
20. You're talking about 50 yards?
Sure.
40, 50.
A little bit of news this morning. Cornelius Lucas is back out here. I think he started the Richmond sessions in the COVID protocol. He's been cleared. Yesterday he was – you kind of get quasi-cleared and then fully cleared. Yesterday he was working out with trainers on the side fields. Today he is out there battling it out, and I think it's damn important. I wrote a story this morning for NBC Sports Washington. I'm a little worried about Sam Cosmi, the rookie right tackle,
mm-hmm.
out of Texas. I think he can play, but I think it might take a little bit of time.
But that's necessary. I mean, it's something that's understood because. I know so many times people get drafted, we hyped up about them, and we start thinking that, oh, they're going to just grown men up here. You know what I'm saying? And when you step up to this level, things have to just change. You have to learn to play the game of pro football. Yes, it's that same game you've been playing when you were a kid. But when you were a kid, you probably were the best athlete out there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But out here, everybody's good. You know, you hear people talking about pro sports. Oh, that team sucks. None of these guys suck. They're all at the top of their profession, and you don't have those little things that you make a mistake on in high school, college, and you still have success. It doesn't happen at this level. So Sam Cosmi has to get more consistent and better at his craft to be able to go out there and play football instead of thinking football.
Yeah, and I also think, I mean, on a really basic level, you got to add strength.
Yeah.
These dudes are just bigger, stronger, faster.
True that.
And none of that is something you find out until you're going against it. Some more news here. Kyle Allen not practicing. So just to run you through kind of the timeline of events, I would say Kyle Allen was probably outperforming Taylor Heinicke during training camp in Richmond. And not because Kyle Allen was that great, just Heinicke hasn't been too good yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, towards the end of the practice session Saturday, Kyle Allen tweaked his surgically repaired ankle, the one that he dislocated last year against the Giants. So, or against the Rams, rather.
Was it a dislocation and a fracture?
Yeah, it was
fracture?
Both. Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
So, he tweaks it again Saturday. No practice Sunday. Yesterday, he was held out of team drills. Today, he's not even in uniform. Brian, I'm not a mathematician or a scientist or a doctor, but that sounds like it's trending the wrong direction.
It is, and I think if he tweaked it and it wasn't serious, and now they say let's let him rest a little bit. That can be just like say people say you find something at the right time. If he would have continued on, he could mess it up even more. But I still think if he gets healthy, I have this feeling Kyle Allen gonna have something to say about this quarterback position by the end of the year.
You've been saying it for a while, and I think you're right. I mean, absolutely. The hope is, I've said this before. If you get 17 games out of Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think they win double-digit games because that proves he stays healthy and is good enough to stay on the field. You're not benching anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still wager on all three quarterbacks playing. I mean, think about how many quarterbacks have played here the last few years.
Yeah.
They've averaged three a season for 3 years.
Oh, it's been a ton.
Some of those years, there's been four. You want Josh Johnson back? Mark Sanchez?
No, we're not going to do that.
So we're watching right now. There's 11-on-11 drills with Taylor Heinicke, a quarterback. It looks like he's just running for his life back there. But you know what's funny is I had a friend text me the other day asking me about Troy Apke's roster spot and how safe that may be. And I was like, man, I don't think that is safe at all. And that's a draft pick going into his fourth season, clearly a draft pick by the previous administration. They've got him working at corner now, and he just broke up a pass on the goal line, which is great. But you know what? I saw Troy Apke have a good training camp last year, and I kind of bought into it. And then the first month of the season when he was playing and starting at safety, I mean, you said he looks like he runs with cement in his shoes. It was, he has the speed. We've all been told he has the speed.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it in flashes. We've seen it when he runs. But I don't know, man. It just it seems like there's a lack of coverage understanding. When we were in Richmond that Saturday practice, the DB's coach, Chris Harris,
mm-hmm.
before a snap is screaming at Danny Johnson and Troy Apke, screaming at them to recognize the offensive formation and to recognize how they're supposed to adjust. I mean, I don't know how they didn't hear him. I could hear him. He was screaming at them.
Mm-hmm.
They did not make the adjustment. The play runs. They both go to outside zone coverage, leaving the seam completely wide open. I think it was a Heinicke snap. Heinicke found the receiver down the seam, and Harris comes running over there screaming at them. And I just don't know how he can be having those mistakes at this stage.
See, that's the thing of it. And I think so many times we see guys with talent, speed, and then 3-4 years later, we wonder why they hadn't just kicked down that door and become a part of whatever was going on. And it's because they don't think the game the way it's supposed to be thought. You know, as I always use this little analogy, you don't jump on a bicycle and say right foot, left foot when you're trying to pedal. You just get on the bike, you start pedaling. He's obviously out there thinking about what he has to do. He's trying to go through his concepts and things of that nature. If you're going through it while a play is going on, that other guy's running past you. He's already put his foot in the ground and broke out to the sideline and caught a ball and going off the field on you. You can't think this game. You think it in practice. You think it when you're in your at your house trying to learn it. But when you're on a football field, you just react. And that's where a lot of guys lose it, where once they leave the complex, they're not working on football. They go home, play video games, do whatever they're going to do. You have to be doing a certain level of this to where you step out there and just go with it.
Totally. And you know what's crazy is I think when Heinicke was playing so well,
mm-hmm.
and granted it was one game, but he was just playing ball. He was just being intuitive. True. And tossing the ball before the rush came and all that. And now it seems like he's like thinking and he's late on a lot of his passes. It's been crazy to watch that. It just looks so different.
Mm-hmm.
And I just.
As I watched him in the warm-ups, I watched the quarterbacks and all. And when I see Fitzpatrick, I see a guy who's just going through motions basically because he already knows what's supposed to be happening. And I saw the other two young guys in Heinicke and DeMontez where they're thinking about everything that they're doing, and it makes him look a little slower. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Fitzpatrick is kind of like Ernie Els' golf swing.
Smooth.
It looks so damn smooth, and you say, well, he's not really swinging. Then you look, and Ernie Els has a swing of over 120 miles per hour. My swing is about the same, but guess what? When I swing, it looks way rougher than Ernie Els. So when you watch Fitzpatrick out there doing exactly what they're doing, he looks so smooth with it. That's because he's not having to think, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm behind. Now I got to really force a throw. You get what I'm saying? So that is one thing where Heineke is going to have to get better at, and a lot of these young guys out here is going to have to get better at.
What's it like for you just being back at training camp? I mean, I know we were there last week, but this, you played here.
Well,
you
coming out here, fields. It took me back earlier to a lot of different memories of coming out here practicing when it was super, super hot. I don't know how they luck up and get this damn great day.
I know.
Like in the 60s, 70s. Yeah. It's an unbelievable feeling to come back out here and check it out. But like you know, every time we talk about training camp while we're down there, I go, oh, man, this is this. They're in T-shirt and panties. And I say it because it's funny, you know, but ultimately, I don't remember a day of being in shorts and shells very often when it comes down with Coach Gibbs. But when I come out here and I see him in pads and I start to hear it, I can literally put myself in situations where that was going on, especially as a young guy, because I'm looking at veteran players that have been around for a minute. I'm looking at young dudes who are trying to kick the door down and become a part of this thing. And then when you watch him practice, you say, that guy's going to make it, that guy's not. Because you watch how the approach is.
Well, one thing that was cool watching kind of just running back pass drills that open up camp as so people understand the flow. They do team stretch, and then you do like position group kind of warm-ups. Mm-hmm. So the running backs will go run around, the quarterbacks will throw together, receivers will go run some routes, whatever. Then they slowly all come together, and usually like the O-line and the tight ends go together, and the running backs and the wide receivers come together, and the QBs just throw them short stuff. And I'm watching, I guess that would have been a veer they were running. I don't know. The drill we were watching where you liked Peyton Barber's footwork.
Angle route.
Okay, there you go. And where they were coming back in.
Yeah.
And when, I can't remember which
Patterson.
Player, Patterson. Patterson broke his route off before the line of scrimmage. You're like, that's not going to work.
Linebacker, eat that up.
Right, because they're waiting to see if he's going to the flat or not, right?
Yeah, because if he never touches the line of scrimmage, I know you're not trying to go outside. And what he did, he came and he stopped about a yard and a half short, put his foot in the ground, went inside. I'm like, oh, no, they're going to eat that up. Because they're waiting inside to see what happens. But everybody else, they went about a yard past the line of scrimmage, put the outside foot in the ground, boom, cut back. You know, and I think that's the whole thing. Where,
he's a rookie. Like, yeah, this is where he's supposed to learn.
And we see him. And listen, Patterson made the route look so crisp and good, but a linebacker who's been around for a while.
Who's watched film.
He'd be like, this kid's in trouble. You know? Imani Coleman was that guy to me.
In that moment, is the linebacker trying to jump the route and get the ball or just smoke the back?
Oh, no, he's trying to get that ball. Because what he is, your tendencies tell him what's going to happen. So if you're trying to go outside and you plant early, he's jumping. Monty Coleman was the absolute best at it. And the first time I ever beat Monty, you would have sworn I won the Super Bowl. Because I was happy as hell because that dude would touch it with a fingertip and push it to the ground. And I didn't have that experience coming out of college, being that I was a quarterback. But I learned rather quickly by trying to go against him at least once every day.
We have a fun game we're going to play a little later called Is B. Mitch Better Than? And we're going to run through some of these quarterbacks that are on rosters. What's going on in Minnesota is just an absolute train wreck. I pulled up Monty Coleman, though. Three-time Super Bowl champ, 6'2", 240, Central Arkansas, an 11th-round draft pick in 1979.
Yeah, but he was like 251, 256 in that range, running right, 4.5.
But think about dudes like that, they don't even have 11 rounds now. And the guy played in the NFL for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just a baller. And he played every year with Washington. I remember Monty Coleman. When we used to record the podcast back when we kind of had some level of carte blanche in post games to kind of wander the lower levels of FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
You ever go into that room? You know where the locker room is, that hallway? You know, across the street, across the hall, they have like the referee room.
Yeah.
And then further down, they have kind of like a VIP lounge area. And we would kind of sneak in there a lot after, you know, because it's 2 hours after game, the whole place is empty. And they had this framed picture of Monty Coleman holding his fist up for a fourth down. I love that picture.
Oh, yeah.
Mullins, I wanted to ask you, though, have you ever been to a practice like this? How cool is this for you?
It's pretty cool. You know, I went to training camp, you know, as a fan.
When you were a kid and had to pay for it, right?
Like 9 years ago. But no, I've never been to anything like this. I think it was De'Ami Brown was like 6 feet away from us at one point.
Right.
Running off the field, catching a ball. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's cool. And Cody, are you there in studio?
Yeah, I'm here.
How mad are you that you're in studio and the three of us are watching football practice during the radio show?
Not really mad at all. Just chilling over here.
Tim, you're not mad at you that we're out here. You're just mad that you had to drive all the way there.
I'm not really mad at all. I mean, I've been to training camp out there. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Not jealous at all? Like the stuff you were texting me, how mad you were?
Please post those screenshots because I would love to see them.
We do need to figure out what day we're doing Fuddruckers. That could be today. Brian, do you have plans today? My ribs won't allow me to work out, so I'm just going to eat Fuddruckers all week.
Well, you didn't say nothing about your ribs. I thought you had gotten past it, but now here we come.
No, I did better. You know what I did last night? I slept on the couch because I need to be more like upright. Laying down hurts. So I slept on the couch where it's kind of like more of a chair. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like more like I that helped. But the killer is, you know, I don't know if it's for you, but sometimes at night you wake up, you have to cough a little bit or sneeze or something.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, a sneeze.
Does it feel like pins running up your side?
Like, imagine somebody hitting your boy with a hammer. That's what sneezing feels like right now.
I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Imagine dropping an encyclopedia book.
That make your whole, but that little tingling like.
Dude, it goes.
Leap, yeah.
It goes from, so imagine halfway between my shoulder and my hip. That whole right side, if I sneeze, it is from there.
It's on fire.
To my brain. Like, everything is dead.
Yeah, like,
don't, Landfill, we're not poking each other. All right, buddy? There will be no poking or prodding. So, B, I might go to the doctor. My wife really wants me to go to the doctor. I kind of don't want to.
Well, maybe you should listen to her.
But I'm gonna lay low for this whole week, and then I'm going to see what's up.
Just listen to your wife, man.
Well, here's what I want to. There's something I want to, your opinion, and I want to talk about, and I want to open this up to callers. A lot of folks are up in arms about the Washington football team's COVID situation. They have the second lowest vaccination rate in the NFL per reports, although it is trending up. I think they're up north of 70% now, so they're getting there. There's a situation that is 50 times worse in the NFL, and I don't think it's getting talked about like it should, because I know this. I know what you need to run proper practices to get both the offense and the defense ready, and Minnesota does not have it. We're going to break that down when we come back, 106.7 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Beamish and Finley live on location in Ashburn, Virginia. And Ryan Fitzpatrick goes deep. That's a catch. Is that a catch, Pete McKissick?
Catch by McKissick.
J.D. McKissick.
Finney's trying to give him, trying to pick the defensive player up, and Chase refuses to get it up because he doesn't understand he only did it because he caught the ball on him.
J.D. McKissick on the wheel route. Chase Young in coverage. Folks are going to go bananas on that one. People don't want Chase Young in coverage.
Nope. Rush the quarterback.
More importantly here, our guy Mullins, you only get information like this when you got boots on the ground.
There you go.
Reporters telling you what they're watching. Mullins, you want to break down the really, really high level football kind of X's and O's breakdown you just got for us?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I've observed a lot of football in my day, and you know, being here for this last hour and a half, watching this practice, I've just now noticed something, and it's that the defensive players, they're wearing red jerseys, and the offensive players, they're wearing white jerseys.
Wow. What about the quarterbacks?
Well, the quarterbacks have yellow on.
Why did you didn't notice that when you first walked out here?
Nope, didn't. I saw that there were a lot of guys in different colored shirts, couldn't quite make out.
And what was your thought process when you saw them in a different colored jersey?
Mm-hmm. It was just like, well, yeah, of course, the team colors, red, white, they wear those a lot. That makes a whole bunch of sense there. And it was just when they really started lining up here, though, that I noticed that all the guys on offense are wearing white and all the guys on defense are wearing red.
You know what, Lanfield? That's why you get paid the big bucks, pal.
Oh, just for, man.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely.
Analysis like
see,
that.
See right there.
Little butterfingers, B.
Catch that damn ball, that, man.
You know
you're
who
not
that
getting
is.
Tackled.
That's your favorite punt
that's
returner
my little
in
man,
town.
Little Sims. But stuff like that.
Heinicke is in now. Fitzpatrick,
you're not getting hit at practice.
Off. They're hitting a little bit, but yeah, you got to catch the ball. Especially, I was just talking with Cody Betts about this. Cody's asking me what I think are the most intriguing position battles on this roster.
Mm.
And wide receiver is absolutely one of them.
Definitely.
And it's going to be really hard when you start figuring out who's on, who's off. We have an interview actually coming up with Terry McLaurin at 11 a.m. that you will – absolutely enjoy. I mean, he's just so incredibly smart and well-spoken. Heinicke almost just nearly picked off. Should have been picked off.
Well, I don't know. Number 47 needs to go to the eye doctor.
And that's two straight
that
drops.
That ball just hit him right in his damn face.
Two straight drops, one for the offense, one for the defense.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at the wideout situation, and to me it's pretty obvious. Adam Humphries, Terry McLaurin, Cam Sims, De'Ami Brown. There's four. Mm-hmm. Curtis Samuel, they just paid $30 million to. I think at some point he's off the COVID list. At some point he's off the PUP list, right? Like that's got to be the assumption.
Five.
Right. I mean, he's there's five people that are certainly on there. And that sixth spot is going to be a battle. And I wonder, now they drafted Antonio Gandy-Golden, and he had a pretty good practice yesterday, and if he can stack some practices.
The guy they like.
But DeAndre Carter, man, is somebody that I've been paying attention to. Because this team always talks about position flex and wanting guys that can do lots of things. DeAndre Carter can return punts, return kicks, and he's showing that he can be a real receiver. He can run routes. He's got good hands. Ron Rivera spoke last week, said he really liked seeing him with the ball in his hands going down the field. So it's a battle. And then you've got Steve Sims, Dax Milne. Isaiah Wright was on this roster last year. That's an intriguing position group to watch.
It's intriguing, but it's a great problem to have. Have multiple guys that can possibly play for you, and you choose the best of the best. You know, I think we look at four or five names that we're guaranteeing. They normally keep six. Can somebody push them to keep seven?
Well, if they keep seven, where are they getting the spot from?
Well, you look at the defensive back position, there are multiple guys we have discussed that we possibly could put them at safety and corner. That may be a way to help.
Yeah.
Or you have one of those guys that you keep as a straight special teams guy.
Yeah.
Well, and if he's that good and he could do multiple positions, he'll help you out.
Well, and to that point, DeShazer Everett opened the season, I guess, opened training camp on the non-football illness list. Not on the COVID list, but the non-football illness list. I don't know what that was, and we asked a little bit, and we're kind of told.
Non-football illness or injury?
Non-football illness. But he's back. I saw him out here today. I think he was cleared for practice today, cleared to rejoin the roster. Now, I wouldn't be shocked if they kind of work him in slowly. These guys have been practicing for a week and kind of ready to hit each other. But I know that DeShazer Everett provides something different for this team. He is a missile on the field.
He's physical. He can play. He can be a relief for you at the safety position. And he's probably
a big-time special team
player. The best special team player on this team.
Well, and so you start thinking about that safety spot. So the four – Cody Betts asked me for four position battles that are really intriguing. And I said safety, wide receiver, running back, and corner. And they kind of work hand in hand with one another. They're only going to keep – I believe they're only going to keep three running backs. And I think we know that two of them are Gibson and McKissick.
Yeah.
So does Peyton Barber have that role pretty locked in? What about a guy like Lamar Miller, who had been – listen, Lamar Miller was a good running back, a good NFL running back.
Normally running back, they keep four.
They didn't last year.
I mean, they had McKissick, they had Gibson, they had Barber. That was three.
Yeah, and they cut Adrian Peterson.
They cut AP, but they always had a guy on practice while
sure.
If something happened, they could move him up.
And I think that'll happen again.
Yeah.
And I believe the NFL is keeping kind of more relaxed practice squad rules. But Lamar Miller is the most accomplished running back on this roster. I mean, he has 2,000-yard seasons in a 9-year career. He's pretty removed from productivity just because he's dealt with really bad knee injuries.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, 2018, he ran for 973 yards and had 5 touchdowns, 4.6 yards per carry. It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, he is.
Peyton Barber's YPC has never come close to that. Now, you got to see, maybe because we didn't have the preseason last year, but the preseason will have so much importance this year.
It will. Last year, they just got into it. This year, and let's remember, preseason is one game shorter, which means that I have to play the other guys to find out what I have. This kind of works in favor of what the coaches have started doing by, like, trying to keep their starters out of a lot of games. Well, I get to see these young guys. I got to see them more. And where do you get to see them better? Preseason against true competition.
Yep.
You know, in practice, yeah, guys are competing, but not at the level that they need to compete at in a preseason game.
Totally. And I think, I mean, let's be honest. Today is August 3rd. We all hope not, but injuries are going to happen. That's a part of this game. That's a part of a 6-week ramp up to real games that guys go down in preseason and then guys go down in training camp. Guys go down to practice.
All the time.
The worst sound I've ever heard on a football field, and I've seen Alex Smith carted off, I've seen Kyle Allen carted off, I've seen some bad injuries, was Reuben Foster. He was standing. You see where that back judge ref is back there?
Mm-hmm.
Call that the 35. He was right about there, and he went down in a heap, non-contact, and was screaming and pounding the ground.
That's a hell of a throw right there.
So Fitzy just put it over a linebacker and a corner, dropped it in the bucket. Who's that for? Isaiah Wright? Cam Sims?
That's a tight end.
Ooh, it's Merrick Hemingway. That's another intriguing position battle, a tight end spot. I noticed earlier today, Samus Reyes was out over there with trainers kind of trying to get loose. Logan Thomas's job is absolutely locked in. I believe John Bates has a pretty clear job. But Tamarik Hemingway is making a push.
You need more than two.
I mean, you got to have at least three.
Yep.
And maybe they'd like to have four there if they think they have four that can play. There's going to be battles here, but that was a pretty throw by Fitz. The previous throw.
Oh.
Not that. That was terrible.
I was about to say, okay. Yeah, it was. Perfect.
That was that might have been the first play
but
I've seen.
Don't
Damon
you look
Davis.
At the defensive backfield as well? There's some interesting things going on there.
Totally. I mean, just look at safety, especially with Shazier Everett back now. Collins, Curl, McCain, Forrest, the kid they just drafted, Reeves, Everett. That's six. Cole Luke, if you want to call him a safety, that's seven. Cole Luke's played pretty well. Cole Luke's a guy that Ron signed out of Notre Dame when he was running Carolina. Hmm. That played games for him with the Panthers, played games here last year. And a lot of this is maybe some of these guys get back to a practice squad. Mm-hmm. I think this year between a 17-game schedule and COVID protocols, if you're on the practice squad, you better be ready to play.
Damn right, because I think you're going to want to have guys that have been in your system throughout the offseason, because you don't want to have to teach up everybody else.
Certainly, certainly.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Terry McLaurin on the program at 11 a.m. When we return, let's talk about the disaster going on in Minnesota. P. Mitch and Finley out in Ashburn at Washington football team training camp. Practice is about to wrap up. It's 10:45. They got started right at 9. Typically, sessions are about 2 hours. Maybe we'll see a little more 11-on-11 here. I'm looking at Chase Young.
Two-minute drill.
Yeah, I think two-minute drill is pretty juicy.
Two-minute drill, baby.
I'll tell you something that doesn't help the defense, because the defensive line have kind of been dominating the offense. Now that they're in pads, the offensive line's holding their own a little bit more. But it doesn't help when the strength of your defense is supposed to be your D-line, and you got Chase Young and Montez Sweat on the edges, which nobody's arguing with. But on the interior, you've got Tim Settle and Devereaux Lawrence, when it's supposed to be names like John Allen, Deron Payne, Matt Ioannidis.
Mm-hmm.
And much of that is COVID-related. I'll tell you this, though. The worst COVID situation in the NFL is not here in Washington.
Where is it?
Minnesota. And I don't know the ins and outs of why. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to speculate as to who tested positive and who was contact tracing. But all I know is Minnesota Vikings presumed starting quarterback Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
COVID list.
And we recall him saying about if he catches it, he catches it. If he dies, he dies. That was last year. I don't know if he did get the vaccine, but I would suspect he doesn't have it.
Yep.
And I think that is the situation. I would say this. The league will want the 32 starting quarterbacks in the league to probably have their vaccine.
Certainly. Well, and now Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Vikings, is getting very frustrated. And whatever's going on with Kirk, Kirk's not there. Kellen Mond, the rookie quarterback out of Texas A&M.
He's not there.
That they drafted, probably to replace Kirk, honestly. He's on the COVID list. And their third stringer is a guy named Nate Stanley, also on the COVID list. So the Vikings had to go and sign three new quarterbacks. The presumed best in the bunch is a guy named Danny Etling. J.D. McKissick with a big gain here in two-minute drill. But if players were allowed to hit quarterbacks, you'd think Fitz would have gotten that ball off? Chase Young was in that backfield.
Well, he was up in the air, and he floated it over. It was a perfect pass for him, but he probably would have felt a little something.
I just wonder if Chase doesn't go up in the air if he's allowed to hit the quarterback there, if he doesn't just lunge for him.
As long as that
Fitz
arm
is a veteran, though, man.
See, if his arm is free, he's going to find a way to throw the ball.
Fitz is wily.
Yeah.
All right, so looking at the clock here, it's a minute 19, two-minute drill, and they've moved the ball already 30 yards, 40 yards maybe. J.D. McKissick in the package like he normally would be. So far, I think Fitz has completed two throws, one to McKissick, one to Humphreys. Pick. And there's the Fitz tragic. I mean, who got it? Can you tell?
Curl.
Cameron Curl. One of the most fun things during training camp is that when the defense makes a play, the whole defensive sideline goes bananas.
Hey, you got to have that excitement level. But that's the whole thing about it. He was like kind of rushed that. He had a little pressure on him. He was trying to throw that ball down the field anyway. And that's the thing he discussed in his press conference, that I'm always trying to make a play. And that's why some of those bad things happen. Sometimes you got to know to eat it. Because they have a punter who would have come on the game from that position right there and probably pinned somebody inside
Hell,
the 20.
They still had a minute left. They were only at the 38 or so.
Yeah, trying to get the
you can just
drop
run
off
the ball a couple times and kick a field goal. I mean, say you get to the 30, that's a very makeable kick for Dustin Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got the second team out here. Heinicke just connected with De'Ami Brown. De'Ami Brown got yelled at because that almost seems like one of those things where he forgot that in the NFL the clock doesn't stop on a first down. Heinicke dropping back, fires. It was a little behind.
Caught it, though.
Yeah. Is that Steve Sims?
Nope. See, it's 15, right?
Yeah, that's 16.
Yep.
This is kind of fun. But the thing I wanted to say about the Vikings situation, that's DeAndre Carter who we've been talking about. That's DeAndre Carter again that we've been talking about. Yeah. Good catch down the sideline, taps the toes. Ben St. Juice knocks him out. One thing that's cool that I'm not sure everybody realizes, today is the first day the Washington football team has had referees at practice. Referees go all around the NFL to try to let teams know new points of emphasis, new rules, rule changes, all that. So this two-minute drill has refs. They've been throwing flags at various points. So
they just don't move the ball. They just pick them up.
Right. There's no chains crew.
After they explain to them.
I mean, there's no – Brian, let's hope for our sanity. There's no instant replay and coaches' challenges and booth reviews.
We got chain crew over there.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
All right, big play here. First down. 57 seconds left. Heinicke at the 41.
Sims in motion. Heinicke drops back. He lets it go.
Ooh. Brown. De'Ami Brown.
De'Ami Brown
catches
it, but I think he would have had some ribs like JP on that play.
He would have gotten smoked. So
that's the only thing right there. You know you're not getting hit, and that's why I say guys have to catch the balls. In the game, he's getting hit.
Smoked.
So if I catch the ball every time in practice – I show a coach I need to be in the game. I'm dropping it here when they not hit me.
Right.
Then I damn sure don't want that guy in the game.
Right. And then I wonder, too, one thing that I think is a little unfair here is the clock for the defensive players. So, De'Ami Brown comes down with that ball. Where do you say they are, B? Like the 17?
So no, they are like the 26-yard line, JP.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
When it comes to numbers, bro, I just know. My little brother's not going to be close.
Gibson in the backfield. Heinicke goes, oh, that could have been picked.
Early. That's PI, baby.
Interference ball was going to Tamarack Hemingway about the 10-yard line. It's kind of fun. But here's the one thing that's unfair for the defense in these drills. So De'Ami Brown catches that ball with 50 seconds, right? He would have gotten smoked inbounds. That clock, even by the time they called the timeout, because they obviously would have had to call a timeout there, it would have been at least a 45 seconds. Instead, they stop it immediately at 50.
Yeah.
Now they've already run another play and gotten a pass interference.
You know why
call.
The coach does that?
To get more plays off?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the coach is not. He's like, he can care less about that two-minute drill. I need to get as many snaps as I can to make sure my team gets some work. That's what they're trying to do.
All right. Mullins, give us odds. Does Heineke get the squad in the end zone here? First and goal from the 10, roughly, B?
Yes, he's 100% getting him in the end zone here.
He's a gamer.
Yes. On this play?
On this series. De'Ami Brown split out wide to the right. Ball's going to Brown. Terrible throw.
Yeah, he threw it out of bounds.
Yeah.
I'm revising my odds, 40% chance.
You throw it only to a position where your guy can get it or nobody's going to catch it.
And that's true. Nobody was getting
so
that.
So the coach saw that as a successful play.
He definitely chose the nobody was getting that one.
All right, they're in the huddle. I can see Gibson. So everybody understands there's also a bunch of players between us and the actual huddle, so we can't see everything. You can just tell me to stand up rather than poke me in the ribs, Mullins. De'Ami Brown split out wide left. Steve Sims in the slot. It looks like Cam Sims closer to us. Is that 89? No, DeAndre Carter out wide. Heineke quick to Gibson. Heineke, Gibson gets to about the 2.
Yep, 2-yard line.
Oh, and he's saying the clock's still running?
It's supposed to be running.
How did he not get out of bounds?
That's Gibson's fault.
I think he got out of bounds.
No, he didn't.
Well, the clock stopped now.
He tried to go up. They just called timeout. Now, look, they run like all these plays. It was at 50 seconds, and now it's at 33.
Third and goal from the 1. Can you feel the juice here? You feel it in your soul? We're not breaking landfill. We're going to see what happens here. The folks demand to know. Third and goal from the 1. Gibson's your back. You got Carter out there, Steve Sims. Looks like Tamarack Hemingway, a backup offensive line collection. On the defensive side of the ball, you got Benjamin St. Juice. You got, looks like Jeremy Reeves at safety.
Some level of running player I got here.
It's shotgun formation. Gibson's to the right.
He's
of Taylor
run
Heineke.
T-70. T-70, as I stated. Oh. And they got blown up
at the goal line.
Emmitt Smith.
Who's down there? You tell that linebacker? I can't tell who that is.
I don't know who it is, but the offensive line didn't.
Oh, they're going fast.
Battle.
Going fast. Fourth and goal from the half-foot line. Gibson again. Did he get it? Offense is saying touchdown. No ruling from the referees. I don't think they got in.
We can go to break.
Let's go to break. When we return, Terry McLaurin joins the program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.